For WireGrantsDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. The Dale County Sheriff's Department is investigating after a teen is shot and killed in his home early Tuesday morning. Police say 17-year-old Jacob Wade Smith of Daleville was shot in the neck by a family member during an argument. So far, no charges have been filed in the case. Another execution is set to take place in Alabama this year. On Wednesday, the state Supreme Court authorized the procedure for Keith Gavin, who was sentenced for the 1998 murder of a courier. The governor must now set a date. The next execution in Alabama is scheduled for late May. There's now a petition circulating in Dothan calling for the resignation of Commissioner Kevin Dorsey. The petition was started by the same resident who started another petition to reinstate City Manager Kevin Cowper. This new petition claims Dorsey has tax liens, which should make him ineligible to serve. Plans for a repurposed Houston County Farm Center were unveiled at Tuesday's County Commissioners meeting. The first step is replacing the roof, which a contract has now been approved for. The center will eventually be a multi-purpose venue with indoor restrooms, backstage areas, and a kitchen. The renovations could take a year or more. Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, and it's an opportunity for you to safely dispose of prescription drugs that are no longer needed. We'll have a list of local take-back locations later this week. The town of Cottonwood received over $20,000 Tuesday to help rebuild after a devastating tornado in January. On Tuesday, the Houston County Economic Development Association presented the city with a check for just over $20,600 after Cottonwood did not meet the requirements for federal assistance. The town is getting help from the state to rebuild the firehouse. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WireGrantsDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.